Carmen.
我们有一个小节目哈，我们需要 present， 就是我们的那个 Sunday School 有两个毕业的同学。
We have a little program. We're going to present two students that are graduating from our Sunday School.
他们在教会的，我们有的是从小看他们长大的。
We've been watching them grow in our church.
我现在要请他们到前面来。第一个是Stephen.
First is Stephen.
Come forward.
Please come up here.
还有一个是 Patricia.
And Patricia.
我要请他们的主日学老师也到前面来，好吗
？And please the teachers of the Sunday school, please come up here too.
Malcolm.
Malcolm and Tim.
我们来为他们祷告。
Let's pray for them.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你将这样子的一个日子摆在我们的当中。
Dear Father.Dear Father in Heaven, we thank you for all those days.
让我们能够来 minister 我们的年轻人。
So we can minister to our youth.
我们把 Stephen 跟 Patricia 交托在你的手上。
We want to lift up Stephen and Patricia to you.
让他们面对他们人生新的一个开始。
When they face a new beginning in their life.
当他们进到大学的时候。
They're going to enter college.
你的恩典，你的慈爱要随着他们。
Your grace and your mercy will follow them.
他们出，他们入，耶和华你的眼目要时常看顾他们。
You'll be watching over them wherever they go.
让他们能够在今生享受你的带领跟你的丰盛。
Let them enjoy your leading in their life.
一生到老都不偏离。
Until they're old, they will not go astray from you.
他们什么时候在读书的时候遇到困难，你就成为他们的帮助。
When they have difficulties in their studying, you will be their help.
你成为他们的老师。
You'll be their teachers.
当他们思念家里的时候，你就是他们最好的朋友。
When they miss their families, you'll be their best friend.
你是他们的亲人，是他们的父亲。
You're their family, you're their father.
带领他们不管在哪里，都与他们同在。
Please guide them and be with them all the time.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
祷告靠耶稣基督得胜的名。
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
Amen. Stephen, when do you start Sunday school?
I don't remember particularly, but I don't know. Like, let's see. Six years old when I started? Six?
他五六岁的时候开始来上我们的主日学。
Do you want, do you want to thank your teacher? Who have been teaching you? whoever has been teaching him.Just stand up, please.
谢谢他曾教过他的老师。
教过他的老师可以起立吗？This is the glory, your glory too.
Thank you,
Patricia. How long you have been in the Sunday school?
你在我们主日学有多久
？I think since I was 8 years old.
从我八岁开始。
Wow, what a long time. So whoever has taught her, please stand up.
可不可以请教过他的老师再请
立、啊、That's your glory too. Right, thank you. Okay, thank you. 我们很感谢神让我们能够在我们的孩子们的服事上面有份。
Thank you, Lord, that we can share with his work in ministering to our youth.
是一件不容易的事情。
It's not an easy job.
尤其对主日学老师们来讲。
Especially for the teachers of the class.
很多的时候，孩子们不一定是那么geared to learn.
Well, sometimes they're not very easy to learn.
但是呢，老师们都得耐着性子来帮助他们成长。
But teachers are patient in their growth.
希望神也赐福给所有主日学在我们当中的主日学老师们。
May God bless all the teachers of the Sunday school.
好，我们今天再要回到我们的主题，就是讲到我们的这个月份的恩慈这个果子。
Today we're coming back to talking about the spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, kindness.
那我们就要回到这张图画来。
And we're coming back to this picture.
大家可以看到，我们头上，我们大家一同来念好吗？中文、英文都可以。
Can we read the words together?
最上面有一个和蔼可亲，令人愉悦。 然后呢啊，这就是我们的，我说这叫做我们基督徒的，有没有人 记得住我们有礼物啊，但是天父会奖励你们。有没有人记得那两个字是什么？基督徒的品牌啊，很重要的东西。
Who remember that we were talking about this is our character, our brand of Christians.
我好希望我们基督徒的品牌，我们的 brand name 就是这两个字，这两句话。
I so hope that the brand name of us is kind and pleasant.
然后我们讲到一个慈心。
And then we talk about kind in heart.
讲到一个，好像我们讲到一个撒玛利亚人，他动了慈心。
Well, we're talking about the Samaritan that he had the compassion.
然后我们也讲到说，当神在颁布律法的时候呢。
And we were talking about when God was giving His laws to His people.
即使是这么严格的律法里面，都有很多的恩慈。
Even though there's some very strict laws, but there's a lot of mercy.
讲到神他向人的一些慈爱，一个慈心，在律法当中把它彰显出来。
Well, we're talking about the mercy of God manifested in the laws, in His laws.
我们特别讲到说，当如果你有一片田的话，你要割这个麦子的话，你不可以把它全部割完，你要留一个角。
We're talking about when you're reaping your harvest, you cannot gather all the gleaning in your field.
你摘葡萄的时候掉下来的话，你不要到地上去捡，那个是给穷人家、给孤苦的人吃的。
When you're picking your grapes, you cannot pick up the ones that are dropped on the floor because they're for the poor.
当你去要跟人家讨债的时候，还记得吗？你只能站在哪里？门口，对不对？
When you go collect your debt, you cannot enter their house. You have to stand by the door.
所以，我们基督徒，你去做讨债公司的话，你大概会倒闭。
If you're a Christian and you work for the collection company, and you will probably go bankrupt.
如果你进去要拿他，如果他给你东西的话，你可不可以拿他的磨石，让他的磨墨的那个磨石能吗？不行。
If you're going to take his possessions, you cannot take his millstones.
因为磨石在古代就等于今天的所谓大铜电锅。
Because the millstones in the old days is like our rice cookers in our days.
你家里电锅坏了，你的太太一定会告诉你，如果你是先生的话。
If your rice maker is broken, your wife will tell your husband.
这是天大的事情。
This is something big.
如果我们拿了人家磨石中的一块，所谓的上面的那一块上磨石的话，也不可以。
We cannot even take the upper one of the millstones.
因为它要两个磨上下都要有才磨得起来。
Because two of them have to work together.
所以你拿了它的上面，等于你也拿了它的下面。
So if you take the upper one, it's like you take the whole thing.
所以神的那个慈爱是这么的 detail， 到那么的细节，他都注意到。
So God's love is so detailed that we can see it.
然后我们又看到基督的形象，他就是那个和蔼可亲、令人愉悦的一个形象，在世上来行走。
And we see the image of Jesus is the compassionate God we can see on the earth.
当我们看到这个字哈，这个原来的那个恩慈这个原文的意思的时候，我们就看到它里面包含了很丰富的意思。
In Greek, the word kindness has a lot of meanings to it.
它里面还有引申出来的意思就是很温和的。
It refers to mild.
非常温文有礼的。
Very gentle.
令人喜欢、令人愉悦、令人高兴、如沐春风的
，very pleasant and warming，
而且呢是很 sweet、很甜、很美的
，and very sweet。
这是一个基督徒最棒的品牌。
This is the best brand name that a Christian can have。
所以呢，我们谈过，我上一次是把它做一个总结一下。
So that's summarize what we've been talking about。
就是我们谈到一个恩慈的表现，上面、外面给人家看到。
We're talking about the focus on the appearance.
还有心里面所带出来的那些慈爱、慈心。
And coming from our inner part.
我们今天呢，我们要 focus 的在下面这两只手，所以我称它为恩慈的双手。
Today we're going to concentrate on the two grace and mercy.
一手有怜悯。
One hand is mercy.
又错了，怜悯，恩典在这里。
The other hand is grace.
我们要来今天要来仔细的来思考什么叫做恩典，什么叫做怜悯。
Let's think about it. What is mercy? What is grace?
我们可以看出来，这是一个从 恩慈出来的一个行动，是一个有动作的，有怜悯，有恩典。
We know it actually is an action coming from our compassionate heart.
这个恩慈这个东西，当我在思想到底这个恩慈的意义的时候。
When I was thinking about the meaning of mercy,
我们有机会刚好去参加那个 Sherry 公公的婚，那个不是婚，那个葬礼。
I had an opportunity to attend the funeral of Sherry's father-in-law.
我在当中就是看到许许多多的人来诉说他的生平。
A lot of people came up to memorize him for his past.
但是当有一位上台讲的时候，我心里面就震了一下。
But I was very moved by someone who came up to.Talk about him.
他说来形容这个朱伯伯过去这一生的这个处事为人呢，他说就这两个字。
He said that the only two words that he would like to describe the Sherry's father-in-law in his life.
恩慈。
Kindness.
这是多美的一个 ending.
How beautiful.
我很羡慕，如果有一天我死的话。
I hope one day when I die.
我一定会死啊。
I will die surely.
但是这句话不一定听得到。
But I don't know if people will remember me as kindness.
人家可以在你的葬礼上说，这一个人他的一生是恩慈的。
People can remember you as kindness in your funeral.
这是多大的一个 glory.
How glorious it is.
我虽然生前朱伯伯生前我不认识他。
I did not know him before.
我也没有机会跟他。Conversation, 因为他我去的时候，他几乎都是昏迷的。
I didn't get a chance to really communicate with him because he was in coma when I went visit him.
但是我就羡慕他临终的时候，人家给他的这样子的一个形容。
But I really envy the description people gave him when he died.
恩慈是基督徒的品牌。
So kindness is the brand name of.
请大家记住，如果这个月份你都记不住其他话的话，我觉得神给我这一句话，恩慈是基督徒的品牌。
Please remember this if you cannot remember anything else.
所以我就很羡慕一个恩慈的生命。
So I really envy the life of being kind.
当我在想到说，那我们要怎么来做的时候呢？神就清楚的看到我们有个施恩的双手，一个是恩典，一个是怜悯。
So when I was looking at how I would really put it in my life, I see two hands of God. One is mercy, one is grace.
我们再要回到出埃及记第三十三章第十八节那个经文，我们这样来看。
Let's come back to Exodus 33, verses 18 and 19.
在那边说，摩西向耶和华求：“你显出你的荣耀给我看。”耶和华说：“我要显我一切的恩慈在你面前经过，宣告我的名。我要恩待谁就恩待谁，我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。”
Then Moses said, "Now show me your glory."And the Lord said, I'll cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I'll proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence.
我们中文在这边把它翻出来叫做恩慈，就是包含了两个部分，一个就是恩典，一个就是怜悯。
In Chinese, we say mercy and glory in one word.
当神向当耶摩西向神要荣耀的时候，神给他的不是荣耀，神给他的是他的恩典跟他的怜悯。
When Moses asked God to show him his glory, God did not show his glory to Moses, but show his mercy and grace.
因为我们清楚地知道，荣耀这个东西是神他的本质，他的本质就是荣耀。
We know that glory is God, one of God's attribute.
如果有人问你什么是荣耀，那你还可以讲得很有答案的话呢，你可能已经变成上帝了。
If someone asks you what glory is, and you can answer him very well, then you probably would be God.
因为在希伯来书第一章那边就启示告诉我们说，荣耀是神的本质，是他本体里面的东西。
Because in Hebrew first, chapter 1, God said that glory is his essence, is his him.
如果我们说这个讲台是什么做的，我们会说它是木头做的。
If we ask what it, the platform is made of,
如果我们
It's made by wood.
如果我们说圣经是什么做的，我们说是纸做的，是木头做的。
As what the Bible is made of, we say it's made by paper.
或者椅子是什么做的，我们说是布做的，或者是金属做的。
What about chairs? It's made by metal and fabric.
神是什么做的
？What is God?
荣耀。
Glory.
什么是荣耀
？What is glory?
就是把神，就是神的那个东西。
It's God Himself.
那个东西是什么？荣耀。
Glory。
如果人家问你什么是荣耀，你最好说我不知道。
If someone asks what glory is, you better answer I don't know.
不然你的答案一定错误。
Otherwise, your answer will be wrong.
因为神是自隐的神，他不会让我们知道他的荣耀。
Because God is a great God, He would not let us know what glory is.
但是神在这里，他却告诉我们说，他要显他的恩慈。他的恩典跟他的怜悯在他的面前经过，来宣告他的名。
But God said that He would show His mercy and grace in front of the people.
这就是神他的本质里面最重要的一个特性，最重要的一个属性，就是所谓的慈爱，有个慈心，然后他的行动就是有怜悯，有恩典。
So glory is one of the, compassion is one of God's greatest attributes, and grace and mercy are the actions that He show us.
所以我们很简单的，我们可以看到恩慈这个东西呢，它有两个部分，一个叫恩典，一个叫怜悯。
So compassion has two parts. One is mercy and one is glory.
什么叫做
I'm sorry, grace.
对不起，什么叫做怜悯
？What is mercy?
在圣经上面呢，很简单，怜悯的意思呢，就是你。该受的责罚你不用受了。
In the Bible, it's very easy to define mercy is you do not receive the punishment you deserve.
或者说，当你该受到惩罚的时候呢，你可以免了。
Or we say that the punishment will be waived from you.
或者说，你欠的债呢就不用还了。
Or the debt you owe people will be waived.
在哈巴谷四三章二节那边特别有一句话。
In Habakkuk.Habakkuk. I'm sorry, Habakkuk.
哈巴谷书对。
3:2.
对，我们这边有一句话，他这边讲到说：“耶和华，我听见的名声就惧怕。耶和华，求你在这些年间复兴你的作为。”特别讲到在这些年间显出来，然后呢，在发怒的时候，后面这句话，在发怒的时候以什么为念？怜悯为念。
So, it says that please remember me.Remember mercy in your wrath.
发怒啊！我们做父母的，我们当中很多做父母，发怒的时候，下一步是什么？
As a parent, we know when we get angry, what do we do next?
每一家不一样，对不对
？Every family is different.
有的就算了。
Some families they just forget it.
有的会罚站。
And some people they said give children time out.
有的会打屁股。
And some people give spankings.
如果，耶和华在这个时候呢，你的孩子说：“求你在处罚的时候以怜悯为念。”
If your children said that, please remember me in your anger.
他就真正懂得什么叫怜悯这个字的意思了。
Then he would understand what mercy means.
在圣经当中最有名的一个王叫大卫王。
In the Bible, King David.
他有一次一时心焦气哦，他就想说：“我到底有多少的子民？”他就想来数到底有多少人。
One time he was very prideful, so he decided to take a census in his people.
所以当他数完以后呢，他心里就责怪自己说：“哎呀，我是出于好像一个骄傲，我不应该数的。”
After he counted his fighting men, he was convicted by his own pride.
这个时候呢，他想的没有错，因为神的灵就感动他，是应该要自责。
So the Holy Spirit moved him, touched him, said that yes, he has sinned.
然后呢，先知加德就临到他，跟他讲，神呢有三样东西给你选，因为呢会有一些 punishment。
So the prophet Gad came to him and said that yes, the Lord said that there's going to be some punishment for your sin。
你呀，三样东西让你选，你是要在要经历七年的饥荒呢
？Well, there are three options for you to choose. What is 3 years of famine?
还是三个月呢？被人追赶逃跑？
Or 3 months of fleeing from your enemies?
还是三天的瘟疫在你的国里面？
Or 3 days of plague in your country?
弟兄姐妹，你是大卫王，你选哪一个？
If you are David, which one would you choose?
我要是大卫王，我一定选饥荒。
If I were King David, I would choose famine.
因为饥荒从来不会临到王宫里的。
Because famine doesn't affect palace.
那些是外面有饿死鬼啊。路旁饿死鬼啊，很多。
Because people will suffer.
但是亡不到，害不到自己。
But no harm to the king.
但是大卫够敬虔。
But King David was very godly.
他说：“我甚为难。”
He said, "I was in deep distress."
但是呢，我愿落在人的手里，神的手里，不愿意落在人的手里。
But he said that I'd much rather fall on your hand, God, rather than the man at the hands of man.
因为他有丰盛的什么怜悯。
Because God is merciful.
那个就是棍子要拿起来了，要打大卫的时候呢，还是跟神讲说他有丰盛的怜悯，什么意思？说不定给神戴个高帽子，三样都不用了。
Because when God was going to punish him, he was flattering God, saying that you are merciful, hoping that he would avoid the punishment.
如果选择要被敌人追赶三个月的话呢，神是信实的，是公义的，
if he,
一定做到。
If he chose to be pursued by the enemies for 3 months, God would actually carry it out.
所以这是一个神的一个本性，他有怜悯，大卫王都知道。
So he knows that God is very merciful.
很多的时候，我们该受到的一些 consequence， 或者受到一些处罚，或者受到的一些所谓的报应，神呢，他居然有时候就不让我们自己来承受。
A lot of times we deserve to have all the consequences, all the punishment, but God take all of that away from us.
所谓的手下留情啊。
That means God is merciful to us.
有的时候我们在日常生活中，当我们想到神这样的个本性的时候，我们真的要在我们的行为当中也要活出来这样子的一个神的一个性格。
When we understand that God is merciful, we have to live it out in our actions.
我们在爱里面，我们特别讲到说要凡事包容。
In love, we said that we have to be patient with all things.
所以我们常常说得饶人处怎么样？且饶人啊。
So we said that when we have the opportunity to forgive, we should.
所以呢，当我们在那种状况，当人对我们对付我们，或者是对我们不利的时候，或者对我们不好的时候
，When people are not nice to us,
我们就是有一个 guideline 的话，就是两个字啦。
If we have the guideline, that's can sum up in two words.
什么字?
What are those two words?
算了。
Forget it.
算了。
Forget it.
记住,算了。
Remember, forget it.
有一个阿根廷的一个很有名的一个高尔夫球选手。
There's a famous golf player in Argentina.
他叫 Vincenzo。
His name is Vincenzo.
那有一次呢，他不是很厉害的，但他有一次在一个意外的一个比赛当中，他得了冠军。
One time he won the first place in a tournament by surprise.
所以他就得到了那个冠军的奖金啊。
So he got the prize.
然后他就得到奖金，领完奖，他就走回那个 clubhouse， 就是那个俱乐部。
So after he received his prize, he went back to the clubhouse.
然后他准备开车要离开了。
He was getting ready to leave.
就在这个停车场，就有一个女生。来走到前面来跟他说话。
And in the parking lot, there's a young girl coming up to him.
他说今天对你来讲是一个好的日子。
She said that today it may be a wonderful day for you.
对我来讲却是一个很悲惨的日子。
But to me, it's a very sad one.
因为我有一个孩子，有个 baby 呢，他已经得了不治之症。
I have a baby that has an incurable disease.
所以呢，当这个医生呢，他说束手无策的这个 baby 上面，因为他的听说血液有点问题。
Doctors couldn't do anything to save it because there's something wrong in his blood.
这个高尔夫球的名将呢，就听到这里呢，就把奖金就送给了他。
Vincenzo heard that story and he gave all the money he won from his prize to the girl.
他说：“你趁着你的 baby 还在的时候，你做一点他会记得的事情。”让他过得更好。
He said that before your baby died, do something to help him to have good memories.
给他一些很难忘的一些回忆。
To have some forgettable memories.
后来呢，一个礼拜以后，这个高尔夫球的这个选手又回到这个高尔夫球场来。
One week later, Vincenzo went back to the golf course.
然后有一个职员就跟他说：“哎，听说你上个礼拜有一个女生来跟你讲话。”
A staff working in the golf course came to him and said that I heard that there's a little young lady coming upon to him and talked to you last week.
他提到有一个 baby 的事情。
And she mentioned that she had a baby.
他说告诉你一个消息。
Well, here's the good news for you.
那个女孩子是一个骗子。
Well, that girl was a fake.
她根本没有结婚。
She wasn't even married.
哪来的 baby?
She didn't have a baby.
结果这个高尔夫球名将，他听了以后
After Vincenzo heard that,
他眼睛睁大大的。
He opened up his eyes.
你是说没有一个 baby 得了不治之症吗？
He said that there's no baby that is going to die.
哦，这是这个礼拜听到最好的消息。
Oh, this is the best news I've heard the whole week.
这是什么？
What is this?
怜悯。
This is mercy.
两个字。
Two words.
什么？
怜。
算了。
Forget it.
回家的时候记住，跟你的左右讲，算了。
Please say to your neighbors, forget it.
算了。这是什么？这就是怜悯，算了。
Forget it.
就是人家该受的，算了。
We don't give people the punishment they deserve.
人家拿你的东西跑了，怎么办？
They rob you and run away.
还是要报警啊？
We'll call the police.
正常的程序了，但心里面怎么样？算了，追不回来算了。
But in our heart, we would forgive.
这是怜悯。
This is mercy.
我们再来看什么叫做恩典。他的右手。
And let's look at what is grace right now.
刚才讲到怜悯是你该受的惩罚，该受的 negative 的这个 consequence， 你不要受了。
Well, in mercy, we were talking about is the punishment that you don't receive the punishment you deserve.
但是恩典是另外一个方面来讲，你不能够得的，你不该得的。你不 entitled 得的，人家给了你，叫做恩典。
On the other hand, grace is you receive something you are not entitled to.
在罗马书第四章第四节那边特别讲到一句话，他说做工的得工价，不算恩典，乃是该得的。
In Romans 4:4, it says, "Now when a man works, his wages are not credited to him as a gift, but as an obligation."
所以呢，我们可以倒过来讲说，如果不做工得了工价，叫做恩典，因为它是不该得的。
So in other words, if you do not work and you still receive wages, then that's grace.
我们常常养育我们的孩子的时候，我们说这个或者我们的父母来养育我们的时候，我们说有一个叫做养育之恩呐。
When we raise our children or we were raised by our parents, we were talking about this is the grace of their the gift of their hard works.
就是当我们什么都不能做，是个小 baby 的时候，父母亲就给了我们很多的爱，很多的供应，把我们这样子抚养长大。
When we were a baby, we couldn't do anything, but we have to totally depend on our parents.
这是什么？
What is this?
Grace. 这是一个恩典。我们不能不该的，我们没有付出的，但是我们就是领受。
We did not work for it, but we received all this.
就是接受别人的好意。
We received the goodness from people.
但是我们是一个结圣灵果子的人，我们就要把这样子的好的事情呢，做在别人的身上，这叫做对人一个恩典。
But if we bear the fruit of this Holy Spirit, then we have to be helpful to people too.
很多时候，我们的一句话，一个很好的一个好话，一句话你都不在意的，但是别人听到了就成为他的一个很大的帮助。
Sometimes we say something that we don't even care very much, but it becomes great encouragement to people.
我们常常可以在小组分享的时候，我们突然很 surprise 发现说，我以前讲过那句话吗？因为那个人分享说，你就是某人讲了一句话对我好大帮助，然后那个人会说我讲过吗？
Sometimes in our fellowship meeting, we would wonder, people say that what you had said before really encouraged me, and you don't even remember you had said that.
这是一个常常发生的事情。
It happens all the time.
为什么？
Why?
因为神要我们做一个恩典的管道。
Because God wants us to be the channel of His grace.
当恩典从你这个管道进去的时候，就从那边出去了。
When the grace comes in from you, it goes out, flows out from you.
你中间没有 hold 得住的。
You don't hold it up.
当你出去的时候，你可能也忘了你出去了什么。
When it goes through you, you probably forget about it.
但是领受的人他记住。
But the one who receives it will remember.
所以神要我们成为一个 grace 流通的管道。
So God wants us to be the channel of His grace.
常向这个众人行善，向信徒一家更当如此。
So he wants us to do good to all the people, especially to the Christians in our family.
就是坐在人家的身上，人家不，人家没有那个资格，或者没有做什么事情，但是你却愿意给他。
So we're willing to give what people don't deserve.
有一个少年人，他从波多黎各来的一个少年人来到美国。
There's a young boy coming from Puerto Rico.
他的名字叫 Jose。 就是 南美洲很多人叫 Jose.
His name is Jose.
他来到这边探亲，结果他看到什么事情都很新鲜。
He came to visit his relatives in America, and everything is interesting to him.
那有一天呢，他舅舅带他去看一场棒球赛。
One day, his uncle took him to watch a baseball game.
他个子很小，所以他都看不到那个前面。
He was very short, so he was blocked by all the people in front of him.
所以他就干脆爬到那个 VIP 的那个坐席的旁边的那个栅栏上，这样子看就看。
So he decided to climb up to the fence by the VIP area.
结果那个 VIP 里面的人看这个孩子这样子很可怜啊，他刚好是有多一张票，就说你进来坐在 VIP 里面吧。
So someone from the VIP seats got an extra ticket for him and to invite him to sit with them.
没想到这个 Jose 呢，这个孩子 Jose 坐下去以后呢，大家反而站起来唱歌了。
When he was just settled down in his seat, everybody all of a sudden stood up and started singing.
Jose 就听到大家唱说 Jose, can you see?
And Jose heard everybody started singing, Jose, can you see?
后来这个 Jose 回到他的国家，他的妈妈就问他。
So after he returned to his family, his mom asked him.
他说你觉得美国人怎么样？
Well, what did you feel about the American?
他说美国人真好。
They say Americans are great.
好有恩典。
They're very gracious.
不只送我一张不要免费的一个 VIP 的票。
Not only that, they gave me a free ticket.
然后所有的人会站起来问我说：“我现在看得到了吗？”
And everybody even stood up and asked me if I can see the game.
Jose, can you see?
Because it's all.
所以呢，什么是我们再回来讲恩典？就是你不能 entitled 的，你得到了。
So grace is you receive what you're not entitled to.
怜悯是你该受的惩罚，你不用受了。
Mercy is you don't receive the punishment you are you deserve.
这就是神对我们的态度。
This is God how God treats us.
在希伯来书第四章那边特别讲到说，所以我们只管坦然无惧的来到施恩宝座前，为要蒙连续得恩惠，做随时的。
Hebrews 4:16. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
看了吗？先是什么？蒙连续。
What comes first?
就是你该受的惩罚不要受了。
Mercy comes first.
然后呢？蒙恩惠，不该拿的呢，现在可以给你了。
Then we can find grace that we receive what we're not entitled to.
看到吗？这有两步，对不对？
There are two steps.
一个是不该受的惩罚不用，该受的惩罚不用受了。
What is you don't receive the punishment you deserve.
一个是不该拿到的奖赏拿到了。
The next is you received something you don't reserve, you're not worthy of.
这就是神的恩慈。
This is God's compassion.
恩慈的双手带出来的行动。
Coming from the compassion we have grace and mercy.
所以我们领受了神的这样子一个性格以后，我们每个基督徒都该有这样子的一个个性，在我们的施恩的双手上。
So when we receive this God's attribute from mercy and grace, we should have all the characters in us.
好，所以我们来做个测验啊。
So let's take a test.
这本圣经跟我很久了，跟我还没信主我就买了。
I've had this Bible for a long time before I even became saved.
十几没关系。我有另外一本圣经，我更珍贵。
I have a Bible that I like even more.
然后我发现有一天呢，孩子在我的 Bible 上面开始涂鸦。
And one day I felt that one of my kids started coloring my precious Bible.
假设你有一本很棒的圣经，你的小朋友呢，把你一张一张撕下来，然后呢，开始叠他们喜欢的飞机的时候。
If your kid tore down your Bible, your cherished Bible, and started folding paper airplanes.
你从外面回家，你看到天，你的家里面到处在飞机在飞来飞去。
You came home from work and you see all the paper planes flying in your house.
你就很生气，要去拿什么东西，或者很生气要叫小朋友去罚站或者做 something.
And you were so upset that you wanted to do something to punish him.
或者写100遍 "Do not touch my Bible."
Or make him write 100 times, do not touch my Bible.
这个时候，你突然心里一念之间，算了。
But all of a sudden, your heart softened, and you say, "Forget it."
这个叫做。
This is.
Mercy. 怜悯。
Mercy.
该受的惩罚算了。
You don't get the punishment you deserve.
再假设如果你很累，你做下班回家以后，也没有什么特别的事情，跟平常一样。但是呢，你发现呢，你太太做了一大堆好吃的菜，一桌子在那边等着你吃饭。
One day you came home really tired from work and nothing unusual, but you found out that your wife had prepared a lot of dishes for you for dinner.
然后呢，说你好辛苦啊，一天工作辛苦，来，我们一同来吃饭。
And she said that, thank you for your hard work and let's enjoy our meal together.
这叫做
What is this?
恩典。
A grace.
你没做什么特别的，但是为什么今天的菜比平常就好吃？
Because you haven't done anything special, but your wife has made something special for you.
好像我还听到不同的答案呢。
I heard different answers.
我再来问了。
Let me ask you again.
如果你们夫妻吵架了。
If a couple had quarreled.
你太太压住那个怒气，还是跑到厨房去把那个菜炒出来放在桌上给你吃？
Your wife controlled her anger and she still cooked for you.
那叫做？
What is this?
我们说这是 miracle 般的什么怜悯
it's mercy
接下来有一件 miracle 啊
then there's a miracle
如果你发现他做的东西他拿住性子做出来的东西还是你最喜欢的那个红烧蹄膀或者 any dishes
And you found out that, you know, even though she was so angry, but she still made your favorite dish for you.
我们称那个叫做
What we call this?
恩典
Grace.
因为她又加了一步
Because she went extra mile for you.
今天不该给你吃好的，还是给你吃了
She gave you something you didn't really deserve.
好，所以我们把恩典跟怜悯，我们现在讲清楚了。
So now we make it clear what is mercy, what is grace.
我们最后再要看一段经文，在以弗所书第二章第四节到第九节。
Let's look at Ephesians 2:4-9.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。
But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy,
当我们死在过犯中的时候，他被叫我们与基督一同活过来。
Made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions.
你们得救是本乎恩。
It is by grace you have been saved.
他又叫我们基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。
And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus.
要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督里向我们所赐的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
In order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus.
我们后面一起来念，你们得救，来，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves; it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
所以，我们当看这段经文的时候，我们可以看到他在讲什么？他在讲不是以后的事情，他在讲就是 now.
So when we look at this passage, we know that God refers to now.
因为他的爱要在这个时候呢显明出来，要显给什么？显明给后来的世代看。
Because God was talking about he's going to show his love to us right now so we can pass out to our next generations.
所以他告诉我们说他有丰盛的怜悯第四节讲到丰盛的怜悯因他爱我们的大爱当我们死在过犯中的时候他被叫我们基督一同活过来。
So he said that he's rich in mercy because when we were still dead in our sins, he made us alive again.
所以就讲到一个丰富的怜悯就是该死的现在呢不要死了你可以
So he was talking about the rich mercy he has for us that we deserve to die, but now he saved us from.
好像我们在这一生当中，我们都死在罪里面，甚至死在罪的辖制里面。
Because in our life we were dead in our sins or in the bondage of the sins.
他现在一个宣告说，我们不必再受罪的辖制。
But now he proclaims that we don't have to be bound by sins.
罪不是我们的主人。
Sin is not our master.
我们不是卖给了罪
We are not sold to sin.
我们也没有卖给撒旦
We were not sold to Satan.
我们是卖给了神
were sold to God.
因为他赎了我们，所以我们成为他的仆人。
Because he redeemed us, he redeemed us, and he's our master.
所以给了我们一个新的一个生命，就活过来了。
So he gave us a new life that we are alive again.
不在那个罪里面，就是很多的那个污秽里面死下去。
So we're not dead in our sins in all the bad things we did.
而我们现在可以学习过一个圣洁的生活，我们活过来了。
Now we are alive that we can learn how to live a holy life.
这就是我们什么也没有做，但是神的怜悯临到我们，让我们不要再死了。
This is what we call we haven't done anything, but God has His mercy on us.
当你如果不小心犯罪啊，或者是好比说有人犯罪被关到监狱里面去。
For example, someone committed a crime and he was in prison.
然后呢，注定要在监狱里面关多少年
？He was sentenced to many years in the prison.
这个时候呢，有人拿保赎金来赎你出来了。
And somebody got the ransom and bail you out.
你就不用在里面再坐牢了。
You don't have to stay in the prison anymore.
就是这个意思。
This is what it means.
但是神没有停在这里，因为那只有一个左手而已。
But God doesn't stop here. That's only the left hand.
还有右手的一个叫恩典。
And He's got His right hand that is grace.
他更进一步，他又叫我们基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。
He made us alive again and to be seated with the Christ in heaven.
我们不仅活过来了，而且说要跟我们一同坐在天上。
We're not alone that we are alive again. We are seated with Him in heaven.
弟兄姐妹，你坐在哪里
？Where are you sitting right now?
你说我坐在地上。
I'm sitting on earth.
但是我们基督徒有一句术语，在地如在天。
But for Christian, we have an expression. Now we're on earth, but it's like we're already in heaven.
我们很多的时候，我们正在享受那种属天的那种喜乐，是我们信主以前没有享受过的。
Now we enjoy a lot of joy right now as a Christian. That is what we had never experienced before we became saved.
然后我们也可以从我们的圣洁的生活里面，我们得到很多属神的一种果子。
We can receive a lot of fruits from God by living a holy life.
来丰盛我们的生命，让我们每一天我们都过着很有意义的生活。
To make our life rich and meaningful.
好像我们的神来，耶稣来到地上，他说：“我来是要叫你们得生命，并且得的更丰盛。”
It's like God told us that He came to give us life and to give us abundant life.
不只是活过来，一个恩，一个怜悯，让我们活过来了。
Not only to let us live, to like come alive again.
现在更加上恩典，让我们不止活过来，而且活得很好。活在哪里？活在天上。
Not only that we are alive again and we live very well in heaven with Him.
如果你碰到一个基督徒傻傻呆呆的，天天都不知道外面发生什么事情。
If you run into a Christian that is doesn't know what's going on in the world,
你要恭喜他，因为他活在天上。
You want to congratulate him because he lives in the heaven.
你如果碰到一个人，他对世上的财宝、世上的财富没有兴趣。
If you know someone that is not interested in the treasures on earth,
你也要羡慕他。
You have to envy him.
因为他活在天上
，because he lives in heaven too。
所以这是一个应许，让我们能够活在天上。
So this is a promise from God that we can live in heaven with Him。
所以这是神给的一个恩典，我们不配有这样子的一个高度，但是神愿意给我们。
This is God's grace too. We don't deserve it, but God raised it up.
这就讲到说，这是他在基督里向我们所施的恩慈。
This is it says that it's in Christ that God shows His compassion to us.
原文中间有一个很重要的介系词，我们中文看不到，叫做 in.
There's a preposition in Greek. It's in.
意思就是说是在恩慈当中 in 这个恩慈里面的那一个东西叫做恩典。
That means it's inside of the grace.
也就是
，sorry.
也就是神宣告他的名，我是恩慈，我要显我的恩慈在你面前经过的，里面中有一个东西就是恩典，你不配，但是我给你了。
So God declare His name is grace, and you do not deserve it.
最重要的是，当我们看到这两件事情以后，我们发现他的对象，接下来在以弗所书讲到，他说这不是出于自己，也不是出于行为。
And Ephesians 2:8.It says, and at nine, it says that it's not from yourselves, it's not by your works.
所以不是我们做什么，或者我们这个人，这个对象是什么样的人。
It's not who you are or what you have done.
神就爱了我们，神就施恩典、施怜悯在我们的身上。
God loves us and He shows us His grace and mercy.
不管你是多么的败坏。
No matter how bad you are.
不管你是多么的仇恨基督。
No matter how you hated Christ.
或者嘲笑基督。
Or mock Christ.
我们都做过。
We have done that.
在我们还没有信主的时候，我们每一个人都觉得 that's 不是 strange， 也是很 funny 的事情。
Before we became Christians, we thought that Christians were funny.
来相信耶稣是一件很奇怪、很或者是很。很 funny 的事情。
They think that it's strange or funny to trust in the Lord.
心里面我们会说好无聊。
And we think that how boring.
这个耶稣又是谁？跟我有什么关系
？Who is Jesus Christ? What he has to do with me?
我们更积极、更那个极端一点的，就心里会很反感，骂甚至咒骂基督徒。
To some extremes, some people would even humiliate Christians.
好像保罗一样来杀他，来逼迫要致死每个基督徒的时候，神向他显现呼召他。
It's like when Apostle Paul, when he was persecuting Christians, God showed himself to him.
不是因为我这个人有什么样的好。
Not because I am good.
很多时候反而是因为我的坏，神居然就爱了我。
Most of the time it's because we are not very good, but God loves us.
所以神向我们所显的就是不分对象。他就是灌注他的恩典，灌注他的怜悯在人们的身上。
So God shows His love to His people unconditionally to everyone. Doesn't matter who you are.
并不是出于自己。
It's not from yourself.
也不是出于行为。
It's not by works.
圣经上面说，他叫日头照好人，也照歹人。
In the Bible, it says that he shines His sun on the bad people and on the good people.
降雨给义人，也给不义的人。
He rained down on the righteous and on the unrighteous.
我常常想一件事情。
I often think.
为什么雨要降给不信耶稣的人
？Why God would give rain to the non-believers?
让我们传福音传得好辛苦啊！
It's very tough that we spread the gospel.
如果今天每一个基督徒头上都有一片云，
If every Christian has a cloud ahead of him,
走到哪里你都不缺水。
We don't need any water. We don't lack any water.
传福音容不容易？
So is it easy to share the gospel?
你知道，当在以色列人出埃及之前，那个时灾，那个黑暗之灾。
When before the Israelites they were still in Egypt, there's one of the plagues that is darkness.
以色列人家点火就有光，埃及人家点火就没有光。
In Israelites they have light, but in Egyptians there's no light when they light the matches.
好像今天一样，你家的灯打开就有光，没有信主的打开灯就没有光。
It's like today, if you turn on the switch in your house, you have light, but in the non-believers they don't get light.
你还要不要去敲门传福音来请跟你读这一段圣经
？So do you still have to knock on the door and invite them to read Bible with you？
他会跑到你家来敲门，说你怎么样 turn on 你的 light？
The non-believers will come to you and knock on your door and ask you how you turn on your light。
神啊，你怎么这么的大，这么的不计较，这么的算了
？God, how can you be so forgiving and so big？
他有丰富的恩典。
Because he is abounded in grace。
不管你怎么样，他就是爱。
He loves you anyway.
弟兄姐妹，我们的爱真的很有限。
Our love is very limited.
我们能够做好事在人的身上，我们通常是说这个人是可爱的。
When we do something good for people because we think they're nice.
或者他对我有益处的人。
Or they can be helpful to me.
或者对我有恩典的人。
Or they have done something good to me before.
我当然要对他好。
So I have to be good to them too.
但是那个对我很差的人。
But if someone treat me very badly,
对他公义算是我的仁慈。
If I treat him nicely, then that is mercy.
圣经上面不是这样讲。
But that's not so in the Bible.
神的恩典覆庇那些即使敌对他的人。
God's mercy, God's grace.Even shines upon those the ones that don't love him.
这是真正的恩典。
This is the true grace.
也就是神要我们结的一个果子。
This is the fruit that God wants us to bear.
我记得我还在工作的时候，我们有一次有一个职位出缺，有个空缺。
When I was still working, we have a position available.
然后我们要找一个专门做这种。懂这种的人，但是呢找不到。
We have to look for someone who is very specific to fit the job.
有关网络安全的部分。
It's about the security in the internet.
对，所以我们就 interview 很多人，但是都找不到。
So we interviewed a few people, but we couldn't find anyone who is suitable for the job.
最后来了一个亚美尼亚人。
Armenian and came.
当我听到这消息的时候，我问同事说哪里是亚美尼亚。
When I heard that, I asked my coworkers, "Where is Armenia?"
很少听到这样子的国家。
I've never heard this country before.
然后当 interview 的时候呢，我们所有的人就说我们不想要让这个人进到公司。
During the interviews, all of us we decided we don't want this person in our company.
因为在 interview 当中，他给人的感觉是很 arrogant， 很就是 ignorant， 就是不是很 care 的那样子的人。
Because during the process of the interview, he showed a lot of arrogancy.
问题是你问他什么，他都懂，他都答出来。
But the other part is he knows he is very knowledgeable.
这个时候，我们大家面临一个决定，我们要不要请他来
？So that we face a toughdecision if we want to hire him.
我们所有的人都说我们不想请他来。
All of us said that no, we don't really want him here.
但是这个公司最大的那个 VP 他就说。
But the VP of our company said.
你有什么 option?
What option do you have?
我们说没有。
We said none.
他说那你就请吧。
Then you just hire him.
后来他来到我们公司。
So he came to our company.
正如我们刚开始预测的一样。
Just as we had predicted.
他可以迎面而过，目不没有看到你。
He would ignore you when he can pass you.
所以我们大家都觉得心里面都觉得很那个。
So we did not feel very comfortable in our heart.
当我们当他来的时候，他有很多新的东西，因为新的环境，他不懂。
When he was new to our company.
然后呢，他会问别人，他也问我。
So he asked me a lot of questions.
神就给我很清楚的一个感动，这个人，我要在他的身上来操练我们的恩慈。
God has moved my heart that I have to exercise my mercy on this people, on this person.
所以他问我问题的时候呢，他其实我的隔壁不是他。
So when he asked me questions,
但是他如果有时候问到我的话，我都会跑到他的那边去帮他弄。
Well, he was not right next to me, but I would go to his table, his desk, and answer his questions.
有时候就是花很多的时间在解决他的问题。
Sometimes it took a long time to help him solve his problem.
很多的弟兄在工业界知道，那很多的时候是线没插好啊，什么一个东西没有 turn on 啊，这小东西。
We know that a lot of times there's just something very little, like the wire came loose.
但是你可能要花好久的时间才找到那个哦，原来是那个东西没有 turn on。
But sometimes it took you a long time to figure out where the problem is.
当我在跟他在一起的时候，我就在想说，值得吗
？When I was with him, I was thinking to myself, is it worth it?
花好多时间值得吗
？Spending so much time on him.
把我自己的事情不做来帮他，值得吗
？And putting aside my own job, my own work to help him.
但是神就有一个托付在我的心里面，说要对他恩慈。
But God has put the burden in my heart to be merciful to him.
结果我们就在那边慢慢的做，就解决他的问题，然后他也慢慢上路了。
So along the way, I was helping him, and he was getting a hang on it.
后来当我离开公司，我再有离开公司以后，我再有机会回去查经。
So after I quit my job, I went back to have Bible study with my pre-coworkers.
有时候就是碰有一次就碰到他在那个门口。
One time I ran into him.
然后呢，我们就聊起来了。
So we started chatting.
聊什么我也不记得。
I can't remember what our conversation was.
因为还是觉得不重要。
I don't think that matters.
但是我们聊完以后，我走过来跟另外的同事打招呼。
But after I finished my conversation with him, I went to say hello to another coworker.
有一个中国同事就问我说：“你刚才跟他讲话呀？”
A Chinese coworker asked me, "Did you talk to that guy earlier?"
我们都不跟他打招呼哎，你跟他讲话呀、
啊、？We don't even say hi to him. Why do you talk to him?
我已经离开公司了。
I already left the company.
我希望能够原来在那个公司更多的，甚至可以把他带到信主。
I was hoping that I could bring him to Christ.
但是神有时间。
But God has His timing.
重要的是。
The most important thing is.
我们有没有显恩慈给那些我们不喜欢的人？
Do we show mercy to the people we don't like?
我们现在是一个三基的一个group 就是三基的小组。
Now we have the 3G small groups meeting.
我们 3G 的这个定义大家还记得吗?
What's the definition for 3G?
A group of three families focusing on 什么? Gospel and growth in
grace.
Grace. 哦，已经翻了，是不是？就是我们在成长，我们在传福音的时候，全部要在恩慈里面。
As we grow, as we share the gospel, we have to do it in God's grace.
因为恩慈是基督徒的品牌。
Because grace is the brand name of Christian.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，让我们今天我们能够借着你的经文，我们再来思想，你是多有怜悯、多有恩典的神。哦，主啊，你不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱。你所坐在我们身上的，足足让我们来揣摩，哦，你是怎么样的一位恩慈的神。主啊，巴不得你的性情能够成为我们每一个人的性情，好叫我们能够照着你的样式，能够行在众人面前，使你自己的名得着荣耀。主啊，你告诉我们说，我们多结果子，我父因此就得荣耀，你们就是我的门徒了。主啊，我们在这条路上，我们巴不得你的荣耀借着我们的恩慈的双手，一个恩典，一个怜悯，能够成就你的恩慈在许许多多我们周围的人身上，与我们每一位弟兄姐妹同在，帮助我们结这个果子。我们谢谢你，祷告靠耶稣基督得胜的名，阿门。